We shall continue with the introduction. Because this one will take longer time. At least now we have some spare time. We start off with self-introduction. Anybody who wants to come out, you put up your hand. Otherwise, I will start one by one. You just very simple. Come out and introduce yourself. You are from where? Whether you come here before? Then? Good. Sadhu. Very good, very good. This is good sharing. We need your feedback too.
Well, my name is Tan Kiet Hun. Okay, so Dharma is very new to me.
Oh, okay.
So I've been searching all my life. So I'm quite affiliated to the church. So I read the Bible.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I read anything that's religious.
Yeah. Very good.
So what dawned on me was what Brother Sui An asked me. For those who cannot understand Hokkien, I mean, how are you projecting how many more years you have? What do you want to do?
Very good.
This last half,
The last one third.
Last one third. So if you want to go and climb the Great Wall, go.
The battery kong, I think. The battery kong. Oh no, that one is different. No, adjust the wire. Pull it out and put it in again. Okay. Still not. Then the switch there loose already. The switch.
Okay.
So I've been thinking about Sui An's answer. But I'm seeking.
Yeah.
So I feel that when I come to your class, there's I was a lot of learning. So I feel that I've come to a 9-day intensive Dharma
retreat
class.
Wow, sadhu.
And there's a lot of learning.
Sadhu.
On the dinner table with Mimi. But Mimi is new to me. This woman is so very amazing. And then he said, you got to do chokungke.
Sadhu.
It also dawned on me that there are a lot of learning.
But
I need to straighten out my thoughts.
Yeah.
And I need
very
to really
good.
Learn.
Sadhu.
So, I've been seeking. So, I've gone to a few meditation classes. So, the one that I went, I remember the monk scolded me. Say, I can't do it. So, he was telling me, noting, lifting. Feeling.
Okay.
So, in my own struggle, I said, I can't call OA. When my friends who are in Christian say, what's so susah? Just believe in the Lord. So I was struggling between the two or there. But then when Mimi shared about the Bodhisattva Dao, which I said, what's she talking about? And then I hear your sharing, I said, hey, that's the passport, man.
Yeah.
Just take it and learn it. But at the end of me, I have only one to be good, right? I want to have virtues, do the right thing.
Yeah, do the right, help people.
That's the thing when I
Be of service and blessing to
correct.
People.
So when I went back to do my master's in counseling, So I went back and I managed to finish. Never thought that I would go back to work, but I was retiring really. Ever since I went to counseling, I felt that my friend was asking me, we don't normally the five precepts on a normal day when our life is good, we seldom break them. Kill people. Probably we do lie, I guess. So I guess now we reflect, I maybe turn my words in this way or probably say it this way, so that I avoid lying. But the very fact was that I very reflective, and then got this friend, so what do you do for other people? True, so never do anything for other people except for the family. And then my children taught me a lot, because my son is in scouts, and then say, Mommy, I got to go and do, I got to go
service.
So I have to drive him there, and then I say, okay, since I'll drive you there, I got to wait. Otherwise, I do what then? So I went in to help.
Join them.
But when I went in to help, I realized that I'm so lacking, I don't have the skills, so it's like, yipong yipmong. But the things we say is wrong. I come to help you. No, who's helping who?
you mess up the thing more.
And then usually when I went to the orphanage to teach them tuition, because I'm pretty good in maths and English, so teach them to read. So I also realized I don't have the skill. And the pastor was telling me, no, you cannot teach these kids like that, because they're very different from your ordinary kids. And that's why I went back to do counseling. So I thought that job itself gave me a lot of understanding about human nature. So actually counseling is very Dharma based. So everything you teach.
Oh, very good. Very useful.
Extremely.
Extremely useful.
Come to a 9 days intensive retreat of the Dharma classes.
This is better than the master course and the PhD course.
Oh, definitely. It's a lot of awareness, a lot of
Understanding.
Understanding.
Nature's law and all those things.
So normally, like, I should share with some of my friends who are in the dining table with me. Normally, I'm so, when I go out of the house, 3 days I'm homesick today. I want to go home today. So when I went to Europe, I tell myself, don't complain. I was so homesick to go home.
Oh,
but
okay.
This is the first time, I really survived.
Yes. Not homesick.
And I got to thank the brother and sisters. I came alone, but I felt so connected. I didn't feel lonely.
They are so friendly. So sincere.
I mean, if the world is like that, then really we are living in
paradise.
Shangri-La.
Shangri-La.
Living in Shangri-La.
Yes, true.
So for that, I thank all of you for the good experience and the good learning. And a lot of good questioning. And of course, I enjoy Ingrid's beautiful voice.
Joy's beautiful.
So thank you very much.
I got one question you didn't answer. How do you know Lee Hoon?
Oh, Lee Hoon is my schoolmate. The longest time, I've been asking them, "Hey, yo, sadhu, sihami."
Now I understand.
So, Dharma, sihami. Of course, my mom is into very strong Buddhism, but I left home very early. I came out to KL to study. So, and then it's very Chinese related. It's when my mother take me to Topekong,
Latokong.
Then I just stand outside before her.
At home got Techukong, Topekong, all the Kong.
But I cannot relate, I don't understand. So I ask my mother, Pai ha mi eh, you mean mian qi, just Pai la. But I never quite relate to all that lah. The searching was always there.
Now you understand not only what your mother do, you understand what you're supposed to do. Very clear.
So for that, I thank you, Brother Teo. I thank Brother Sui An. I thank all the Kanya Mitas, if I pronounce it correctly, for the experience that I have here.
Oh, you are not old. A lot are older than you. But they have been long in the Dhamma. You are old in the sense that you feel you're a bit old to reach the Dhamma.
But age-wise, I guess.
Age-wise. But Sandra also said she would if given a choice, or if there is a future life, she would want to connect early. That brings about a condition. I can explain how.
But I aspire this should be my last
day. That is the best.
I don't want to be reborn.
Oh, you don't want to be reborn. No. Okay. Can be done.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Sadhu. Thank you so much, Kehut. Sadhu. For the good sharing. Now I got condition to explain so that Sandra will understand. You remember? She came out and shared. I don't know whether it was yesterday or today morning. She said the only thing she regretted was it takes her so long, 50-something age only, encounter the true understanding of the teaching and the Dhamma. How she wished it could have been earlier. But you are not alone, Sandra, you don't worry. I check around, at least she also 50-something only, came to the Dhamma. Then there are quite a number, quite late only came to the Dhamma. But even those who came earlier, not all are so fortunate. They go and learn the other type of make in Holland on. So you actually didn't lose out. Rather late than never, the English word. Because when you late, you meet the correct one. Which means you are so far ahead than those who still don't know. And that's like you say, teach you the type of vipassana, standing, lifting. Wow, that one you also cannot do. I think Vincent's exercise is easier to do. Correct? Well, I got one. Kayamita, together with me start cultivation. My wife, do you know? She was a housewife. You know what she told us? She went to one of these type of retreat like yours. Morning check in, afternoon check out. You know what happened? Let me ask her. Why do you do that? Ayo, brother Tio Yong. In Hokkien, of course. He said she cannot understand what they are teaching. He said, I was there like a zombie. He used the word zombie. You know. He said, stand there, then slowly leave. And like a zombie, she almost fell 3-4 times. He said. Until he cannot do that type of so-called vipassana meditation. That's why he said, don't ask me to go retreat anymore. He said, that was what she said. No? Then she focused on Sunday school. Help out Sunday school, Brickfield there. A lot of people know her. Brickfield. Then she was helping in the kitchen, cooking, bring the kid. The kid and my kid were almost around that age. So we were very close. Then you know what happened. You never believe. When my teacher came, Achanyan Tra came. Then she also involved with us. We were very close to Ramahinda and Sister. I should thank Ramahinda for a lot of things that he has done for me. During the early year, we were very close and I supported him also together. This group supported Ramahinda. Then Sister Sumitra also came. They were beautiful beings. Then because of him and Sister Sumitra, I got to know the Thai teacher, Ajayantra. He was Ramahinda's teacher and he introduced to me. At that time we supported him. He wanted to let us know. He got gratitude. Then because of that, after what he told me, I have faith, I went and I help out. Then I can feel the Thai monk's energy very strong. Then because of affinity and the faith, I learned so much and so fast. Then I started to go and visit him in Australia during Katina and all things. Then I visit Thailand and all things. Then I have my own spiritual tour. That as I understand, a lot of things happen. Then because of that, this lady who was with me, we also do. Then when we had the condition to request for house dana, to invite Achanyantra and the disciple to come to house dana. So all three of us know Ramanda. We are very close. We are supporters. So the three of us request. Then the news came. Then Ramanda said, I have to talk to the three of you. Because he also doesn't understand why it's like that. Then when the three of us assemble, he told us what? No? He said, I hope you understand. I never discriminate. I request exactly the same. All the three make the request. Discuss with his teacher, that Achanyantra. He said, I don't know why. He finally only agreed to deal. The other two, he said, never mind. So, I was told later on, he never accepted out of Thailand any house dana. Then when he landed in Singapore, I went up there with Ramanda to receive him. The first thing he saw me, he smiled, he got a lot of joy. Then he can feel my metta, I can feel his metta. Then after that, he held my hand, he came forward to me and my son. He held my hand, he said, Tio, do you know, your house is the only one I agree because of your parami and your faith. Oh, then I said, thank you so much. Then after that, the story is not about this. The story is about this lady who check in morning, check out afternoon. After the house dana, I teach this lady, because she really wants to have house dana. I said, you sincerely go and make the request. I say, when he come, you help everywhere you help. Then because Achanyantra saw her face so often, then there were conditions. Then she make that request. He said, Prachan, he said, I understand you have turned down my house dana. But I hope before you go back, can you give me a chance? I really want to make an offering. So Achanyantra, I think he can feel, I don't know what. Then he smiled. He said, what date? Then he checked his schedule. Okay, that day can. So she get to do the dana. Wow, she was full of faith and joy. And you know what happened? End of the dana. He just told that lady by a certain name. He said, I rejoice. He said, you have a lot of parami already. He said, you have to meditate already. Just this word, no. Then she also cannot understand because she fear meditation. Then she came and talked to me. Brother Teo, in Hokkien, Achan Kong Hami. If you want to meditate, what's a he check in, airport check out? I say, you don't go and do that type of meditation. You follow Achan's meditation, anapanasati, breathing and all that. Can I never do before, no. I say, he advised you, you don't want to believe. You don't have faith. Oh, I got faith, he say. And you know what happened? After that thing, when my teacher went back, he rested, of course, very tired, continuously for then 2 weeks or what. Then she rested. After that good rest, suddenly, one day, he decided to meditate. You know what he did? He waited till the husband all asleep. Then she alone. He come out to a quiet place around the house. She said, I tell you, you never believe what happened. She sat there for 8 hours. And from first jhana, shoot until 8th jhana. Straight away now, within one day. So, zombie, morning check in, afternoon check out. When you get the right one, you go. Because in the past life, she has done this anapanasati. After that, the anapanasati, because of the jhana, he understand a lot of dhamma. No? Oh, a lot of things I say, she understand very fast. See? You never underestimate yourself. This life is possible. Don't worry about getting old, only meet the dhamma. Must meet the correct dhamma. To me, it's more important to meet the right one. Otherwise, you can repeat. Not only for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. All times one, no different. It can be life after life for a very, very long period because you took the wrong route. You developed the wrong, what they call, affinity, where you promote the wrong thing. And this is karmic obstruction. So every life you come, you will go back to that type of teaching, where you promote that type of teaching. That's how people get trapped. That's why you must have open mind to investigate, to feel. Don't just believe, don't just become gullible. Then check. After a few years in that meditation, character-wise, personality-wise, never change. You still think you do vipassana. You still think you what jnana, already what stage. You are being gullible. If you really have the right dhamma, you will have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path as proclaimed by the Buddha. Do you have right view? Do you have heedfulness? Do you have right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood? Do you cultivate the four right effort? Do you have real sati, very stable in the midst of life, so that you are heedful in the midst of life? If you don't have any of these, please check yourself. Otherwise, you'll be wasting your time. Do you understand? So you're very lucky. Sadhu. 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 Sang Mokja. Okay, who is next? Who is next? You better get the mic fast. Otherwise, you got no chance. We have too many. I cannot go around all. I know she won. The niece of PG. Come. You just introduce yourself, and just share with us how you go through the retreat. Your name first.
My name is Hui Lin.
Then?
And I'm from Penang.
Very good. Yeah. BG's niece.
Yes.
Sadhu.
And actually, this is the second time I'm here.
Oh.
Yes.
You came before?
Yeah, I came before.
How come I didn't know?
Yeah.
When was it?
Last year.
Oh, last year you were here?
Yes, 4 days only. I came for 4 days.
Oh, you came for 4 days. Oh, okay.
but there's no connection.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but this year, before I came, there's a lot of doubts. And I keep asking myself, are you ready for it? Can you survive 9 days? Even my colleagues are asking me, can you survive 9 days?
Yeah, the longest.
And but something in my nature tells me that
sadhu.
I have to come.
Wow,
there's
sadhu,
no time
sadhu.
Already.
Sadhu.
It's like, I have this feeling, it's like I need some... The same feeling as like if you want to attend an exam and
you're not prepared. Yeah, not
that's
prepared,
the fear feeling that push me and urge me to come here.
Yeah.
I even tell my mom, I'm in Hokkien that I feel that
This is from the past.
Yes.
Your past.
Yes.
That's why your affinity, you have to be here because this is what your nature wants.
Yeah. And then I think
You have to thank PG, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, sadhu. You got a very good auntie.
I really want to express my gratitude towards my
aunt,
who is actually asking me to come and to meet up with a great teacher and also a lot of lovely Dharma brother and sisters.
Yeah, sadhu.
The questions and everything really helps.
And
build the faith.
Build the faith. And the understanding.
Yeah, and the understanding.
Very good.
So,
sadhu.
Another thing that I noticed is that I did progress.
Oh, sadhu. Very good. Yeah. She did progress.
Yes. And
very good.
From the day one, I am very skeptic. I use a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
And I keep questioning, is this right?
And
then until just now, this morning, I can sit through the meditations.
Wow, sadhu.
Without problem.
Very good, sadhu. Yeah.
And the thing is, I still have the sleepiness.
No problem.
But after two times,
then it will clear.
It clears.
Yeah.
And
sadhu.
When you say the
stay
of
with
consciousness.
It. Shift. Shift.
Yes.
Shift.
And that really happened.
Sadhu. Very good.
I managed to get through it.
Very good.
Sadhu. It's the happiness.
Yeah, the joy inside.
The joy.
Sadhu.
The thoughts come in.
No problem. Because after that, you know what to do. You can do it on your own.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the good sharing. Maybe now we get Sarahan. Introduce yourself. Just speak the truth. Understand? Later on, you can make a request to ask the old, the senior to go and share. Sadhu. Just introduce yourself.
My name is Sarah Han. I'm a sister of Han.
Sister Han. Yes.
Yeah. She attended the Tuesday meditation class.
Yeah. You are from Singapore, huh?
Yes. But I formerly a Malaysian.
Yeah.
But now a Singaporean.
Good. Sadhu.
Okay. My sister has always been encouraging me to attend Brother Steele class. He's a fantastic teacher. You must come and meet her. She always tell me when I come back for vacation, come and meet, but it's just no condition because class is holiday,
It's holiday,
So, no chance. And then, until now, she kind of like reserved for two in this meditation retreat. So say, okay, we come, because I told her, probably we won't have this kind of opportunity. Age is catching up.
Correct. True.
So I say, why not,
Sadhu.
So for me, I stopped working at the age of 46.
Oh, same. I also 46.
Oh, okay.
Sadhu.
But the reason I stopped working is for my children.
Because it's a sacrifice.
It's a sacrifice that I made between my husband and myself. We discussed and then I stopped working, so just concentrate on the children. So my focus has always been on the children.
No wonder.
Until last year, actually the year 2 years ago, I started have this urge to learn Dharma, and then I look around, in Singapore, and then finally in early last year, I signed up for the classes.
Oh, okay.
For the Dharma classes.
Yeah.
It gave me a lot of joy.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, my ex-boss also joined me in the class. Mm. Found a lot of joy and gratitude. You know, keep thanking me. I mean, it's your own self wants to join. I just push you. You say,
want to come or not?
Because he see that I'm always so happy. I told you, you're really happy. Go in, you see, you're happy. Listening to Dharma is so joyous. I say, you don't need to do anything. In fact, after I attend all the classes, I don't need anything to make me happy, you know.
Oh, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
So my friends ask me to go for this and that. I said, no need lah. I got no time because I need to do many things.
Yeah, sadhu. So happy doing it.
Everything is so joyous.
Yeah.
I don't need any other things.
Oh, and, very good, very
good. And so that is where I'm coming from. And then comes to retreat. Got this chance. Yeah. I'm really, really full of gratitude.
Sadhu, so fun. To your sister.
And also, I mean, your story is so inspiring.
When
I read the book and
I
hear the story, it's like, wow, so like, you know, so amazing, rejoicing. And the mind is the mind, the body is the body, mind is not the body.
Wow, sadhu,
so
good, fast
know?
She learns. Very good. Sadhu, I rejoice. You can quote out just like that now.
Yeah, it's always from the heart. When you listen to the teacher, there's no thought.
Actually, in school, you learn, you're always thinking something else,
but in the Dharma class, no thought, no nothing, you know, just...
Correct, sadhu. Sadhu, that's why I said,
your children, child,
they learn very fast, because they got no thought. They observe, they were very mindful, observe.
So it's very like good. that, very good.
Yeah, this was how I learned from my teacher. I never take note on. I never write down anything on. But the moment I listen, until today, 30 years later, I can still remember.
Wow.
Yeah, this one go in. It's not a memory.
In fact, the meditation experience, it's not a memory.
It's not a memory. It's an understanding.
Just come out.
You awaken to it, then you understand.
Just come out when people tell me. Sometimes
with this type of mind, you learn very fast. You understand.
Yeah, it just come out. Sometimes when people ask me, I also difficult to tell you if you don't meditate, you know.
Yeah. You are right. If they don't meditate, don't waste time. They cannot understand.
So I asked them to join. So my ex-boss now joining me to
Very good. So
very interesting. He comes along and then I have two other friends also join me in the class. I just tell them, and then this lady recently this year she joined, you know. I say I'm now promoted to year two, you know, and if you So she said she's a free thinker. Free thinker, but then after, you know, listening so much joy, then she decided to join. And then after that, she said, I got no time, I must Wednesday always go for class. And I said, so this friend already changed, you know.
When you really have the understanding of how wonderful and beautiful the teaching is, the Dhamma, you will never spend time on other things. You will just go out.
Actually, nowadays, I don't have time for TV. Last time, I always have TV morning, TV afternoon, TV evening, you know.
Now,
no time for TV. TV is never on. Then my husband said, how come the TV not on? I said, I never watch TV also, you know.
So you don't need that kind of entertainment also, you know. Don't need anything. Because the Dhamma, just like Shakespeare, if music can be the food of love, play on. If Dhamma can be the food of love, listen on.
Sadhu. And then when you talk about Ajahn Chah,
the book is that, exactly that, the title of the book. Steal for a spool and all this thing.
Very nice book, that
one. Yeah, very good book. Wow, you can understand me. You got parami from
that,
your
part. That is the first time I read the book, you know. Ajahn Chah's book, the small little book.
Small little book. Very good.
Very good. It's very simple.
Very simple.
Yes.
Day to day language.
The daily life style thing. Very interesting. Those who have not read it should read it.
Ajahn Chah one is very good.
Very nice. So all my friends are joining me in the Dharma class. So we discuss, we have a temple food for dinner and all that. After that, we have the class. After that, we take the bus home. You know, they have the transport for us to the MRT station. After that, MRT station, we took
So
it's very joyous.
Yeah.
Small group of us.
Thank you.
In fact, my friend want to come here for this Cameron retreat. Can I come there? Say, huh? Can come?
It can! Ever already open, your friend, no problem. You just have to let Sui An know or let me know. You will be here.
Yeah, 2018.
Then you tell them.
He really wanted to come, no? So I said, oh no, because my sister already booked last year.
What you can do, take the book back for them.
Take the book for them.
You give them the Heart Sutta. How many copies you want, you just let me know. Then introduce the website. They can download and listen to all those things. Yeah, very good. Sadhu. I reach out. Sadhu. You know the website name or not?
Yes, I know.
Very
know.
Good. Very good. Sadhu. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Wow, that was good sharing. Huh?
Thank you, all Dharma brothers and sisters for this joyous
Also,
retreat.
The organizing committee.
And a lot of Paramita
who help out. They are instrumental to all this. I didn't do anything. They helped me out.
Actually, I must personally thank
Sui An.
Sui An and Yun.
Yun Chan. Oh, she was the founder. She found me.
Stephanie. They have been guiding me, you know.
Wow, sadhu.
Yeah. So
very
because
good.
I'm new. And
Yeah.
So, but my sister also talked because they went to visit
your sister. That's how
so
you know
them.
So they
got to talk. And then my sister tell them that I'm coming, you know. So I'm really grateful for all your kind goodness and wholesomeness.
Sadhu. Also, you know what message they brought back or not from what your sister?
They say
your sister has a lot of gratitude. She told them towards what I taught her. Because before the operation, she said, that teaching came. Then she got faith. Then she saw a sign which she knew she would be okay. Then during this period, this is the first noble truth reality.
Correct.
It hit her, but there was no fear. She remembered what I told her. The second turning of the first noble truth. This noble truth of suffering is to be understood. How to understand? You see your thought project or not? You see fear come in, which is life.
Real
life. Brain operation, no. Understand? No? This is a real test, no. Because she needs this test to really break free. She is already quite good. Before that, many years, she always come and talk to me. Then there was a lot of joy. Yeah? She followed this, I think, Indian teacher, quite elderly. She got tell you or not? Sri Lanka. Oh, not India. Sri Lanka. And she learned from her. Then that time she got a lot of joy. But later on, when she explained to me, I guided her. Then she came with another man, also from Klang. Brother Yap, Chris Yap. They were very good friends. They always discussed together. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That's why I'm here, because that you must come and meet you.
Sadhu.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Sadhu. Thank you so much for your good sharing. Because of what you experienced, you say your heart is full of joy, happy. Just now when I was in the take fire, in the washroom, Chi Wei came in. She was smiling. Then I said, sadhu. Then she told me, well, my heart was full of joy. Maybe now we pass the mic to Chi Wei. is it? You just introduce yourself, Chi Wei. Some of them may not know you.
My name is Chi Wei. I'm residing in Perth. I had the good opportunity of been invited by my Klang friend.
Susan, yes, yeah, she was the one.
Brother Teo's,
Tuesday class, Dharma sharing. And Thursday class, yes.
And Susan and I, we have been doing the Vipassana.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Mahasi,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, as I'm so grateful that you know, Brother Teo share his experiences with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were so habitual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is the correct word.
Practice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That somehow or other.
Oh, very difficult to make the change or the shift.
Although I had many opportunities and insights.
Yes, yes, yes.
Through impermanence.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah.
But somehow or other, it falls back to the old habitual.
Correct, old habitual. Technically, you never change.
Right, and it's all lost.
Yes, lost.
So, with your guidance, Brother Teo, I do hope
that
I won't get lost again.
You will be completely different. Because this transformation, the moment it comes, it will never get lost.
Right.
Because this is wisdom, understanding. It's not a knowledge. Because those ones are from the Dhamma knowledge, they're going to look for it. Then they go and conclude that this is it. That's why using the thought to look for it, to know, you better watch out. Where there is thought, there is knowledge. There is not the silent mind. The silent mind is completely different.
Yeah.
Even you use it to watch your rising and falling. When you stay silent, don't look for it, let it come. Because it is, as you breathe, the abdomen rise and fall. Same. If you're silent and stay there because you are more used to that, you will experience a completely, totally different city. When that silent mind is aware of that movement, completely no thought on. And it's a different experience. It's not noting one, not somebody noting the rising fall. Where you are following that thing using the thought. That is not the real city. Then when you do that, I can tell you, you will see the big difference. And you can still use the object of meditation where you are used to it, no problem. It's just a skillful means to train you to have that real sati so that you understand. Then stabilize it. Then extend it out into the four posture, daily mindfulness. You will become beautiful. You will become beautiful. Then forget about all the knowledge.
Right.
It will not get lost on.
Right.
It is in your memory. But because you don't attach, you don't cling, so that when you meditate, you are having a free mind. You need a free mind to awaken. The conditioned mind cannot awaken.
Yes.
Understand? But this one is keep on at the back, try to do things. Yes. Then like one of the sisters in the sharing, you know, I think it was Adeline. Huh? Suddenly, when that silent mind, the stillness comes, she suddenly can understand my all this triangle thing. You remember? How to use the silent mind to develop the direct seeing, to develop the wisdom. Then this one connect to the form and mind, then you know how to live. Then your personality all change, you transform. The other way cannot, because the thought is involved.
Right.
And you don't know there is a true mind.
Right.
So what happened was, after she has the understanding and experience, all of a sudden, she got good Dhamma knowledge, according to Garrett. She is much better than Garrett. Then all the Dhamma come back to her now. And by the moment it come back through the recollection, the understanding of it becomes totally different. We're from the still, true mind, you understand. Where this real Dhamma comes from the silent mind, the true. You don't experience that, stabilize it, you cannot understand. Where these are all words, subject to interpretation, conditioning, knowledge, views and opinion. That's why, put it aside. You won't forget one. It's in your memory. But no condition, no need to hold. If you are holding, you cannot understand.
Right.
But this is the conditioning from the back. Keep on questioning, is this the real one? Am I going to get this after that? I won't fall back anymore. It's all there.
Right.
And you will never break free if you continue to have this.
Right.
Then the real silence cannot come. The real understanding cannot come. Very good. Sadhu, sadhu. Wow, thank you so much. This bring about a very good sharing. Okay.
Thank you
Jiwei.
Kindness. And taking care of me.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jiwei. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So, anybody else? Put up your hand. Yes. Oh, Gladys. Come, Gladys. Yeah. 诶 ，Alicia 走了，哦，你还在哦，好啊，我以为你走了，哇，精彩啊，不可能走啊，啊，those learner went to it, he's so excited how to go down to the kitchen. Yeah, Gladys, yeah, introduce yourself.
Yeah, yeah, I'm Gladys from Penang. And this is my second time here. Last year was my first. Last year, I didn't get very much, but what struck me the most was the pure awareness.
The true mind.
So this was something I never heard before.
You never heard before.
But this retreat, it makes me more clear because probably what I was lacking was the essential Dhamma.
Yeah, essential Dhamma.
Because the place that I was going in Penang, we have wonderful teachers coming, Ajahns and all. When they come, they come a couple of days or sometimes a few hours. I couldn't put the picture together.
You cannot link.
I couldn't link. Even last year when I came, I get the gist of it, but I can't really link. But this year is very much clearer.
Very, very
And I find
different.
That it's not really that difficult.
Yeah,
to
not
understand.
That difficult.
Yeah,
yes.
But it's
yeah.
just need some persistence.
Yeah,
need
yeah.
Some discipline.
Yeah.
In
you have to go into the second phase of Dhamma. First phase is learning, understanding. Then when you understand, you go into the patipatti, second phase. Put it into practice and cultivation. Oh, that part is the most beautiful. When you understand, you progress very fast.
I was already doing it last
time.
During meditation also,
I was doing the second part.
So it was creating some
Meditation. Yes.
So now I know.
Now you understand.
Formal meditation is no chattering.
Yeah, no chattering, nothing. Don't try to know. Just relax, silent. Then you will understand. Because you will see all these sankhara, dependent originating, conditioned arising. And you see them arising and passing away. All the mind state, all your sensation, itchiness or whatever, you see them arising and passing away, arising and passing away. Because when you are lying down, you are so relaxed. And you can see the instantaneous happening. Then your mind state, the consciousness, the citta, you can know all your mind state. Whether you have sati, you're silent, you have the awareness within or not. Whether the consciousness is with clarity or not. That's why in the Chittanupassana, you realize that there's a part. When the consciousness shrink, you must be aware. You remember? Chittanupassana? When the consciousness is spacious, you must be aware. That one they don't understand. Shrink means what? You focus. That's what? Become a thought. You dwell there. That's why the whole pure awareness shrink. So that is the meaning of the thought. But they don't understand.
I can remember your statement. You put it that the beginning of thought is the beginning of registration.
Yeah, registration.
And that stuck in my mind.
Yeah,
for,
and thought
for
is memory.
Yeah, that's right.
Thought is response to memory. No memory, no thought. The baby, you want no memory, no thought.
But that too, you need heedfulness to see.
Yes, you need the silent mind to see and to understand.
That's right.
That's why this teaching comes from the silent mind. Without the silent mind, it's only knowledge. Even Brother Song, before we penetrate, you ask him. He says, read my book 6 times, cannot understand. Because he haven't realized the silence. And he's been following me for many years before that. And he got one time, came and talked to me. He said, Brother Teo, how come I so charmed? Because he saw new people come, progress very fast. So he thought, he charmed. I said, no. Your time is not right yet. The timing, the condition. Then I realized he got coming off obstruction. You teach people the wrong meditation. Then promote all this. Then that's why this life comes, also stuck for 10 over years in that type of meditation. Then I told him, you ask for forgiveness. He go and do. Then after that, pay respect to Kuan Yin. Then he go and do. Then all of a sudden, the thing connect. We are coming obstruction already broke. Good, continue.
Then last year when I came, that was also the first time I was exposed to the Mahayanist way. Although my sister-in-law is a nun, but I don't go to her temple, is it? Because, you know, it's just like, it's a different, you know, a different design. So, but the very funny thing is, when I play Kuan Yin music in my car,
what
my
happened?
Means
you got affinity with Kuan Yin.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you got affinity. A lot of people who come through Kuan Yin, they tell me the same thing. They hear the Kuan Yin chant, they hear all this, the tears will flow. Because they have affinity with Kuan Yin. Most Kayamita, if you don't have affinity with Kuan Yin, you are not here. Unless you have affinity with my nature before. And that one very rare. That one are less. But Kuan Yin sent a lot. I realize almost everyone, somewhere along the line, has affinity with Kuan Yin. Good.
Yeah, this makes me understand.
Yeah, yeah. Then you remember the beginning of Heart Sutta? You go and read the introduction again. I say, this is the book after I share. You will realize the Theravada teaching and the Mahayana teaching, no different. It's only put in a different word. You cannot understand. Yeah, they are the same. Very good. Yeah. Sadhu. Continue.
I don't know what else to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but at least it opens up on,
yeah.
Mahayana's teaching. And I find it very beautiful.
Very beautiful, yes, when you understand.
And I find it quite loving.
Yeah! Because you have affinity with this Mahayana teaching. Yeah. Because the understanding of how to apply the adhitthana, which is vow, affirmation, determination, is seldom taught in the Theravada tradition. You only saw the Buddha code, Ipmina, Punyang, Kamina, only those things. Then ask for forgiveness is always from the Triple Gem. Kayena, Wacca, Cittena, Pamadana, Mayakatang, Acayang, Kamame, Bante, Puri, Panya, Tathagata. So only those things. But the rest is not mentioned. But Mahayana expand on it. But a lot of those things that I share with you come from my past. It's not in the Mahayana text too. Their repentance is slightly different. But the basic thing is the same. Repent. Then vow not to do it. But to invoke the power of merit, they never teach.
Yeah, they never teach.
Yes.
I find that is very effective.
Yeah, very effective.
Because
very
effective. Sometimes when your old conditioning comes on, either this information would just prop up.
This is the understanding that will prop out and change you. Then you know how to use it. Then when you go through it and really experience it, there is so much joy. You stand up to investigation. You can try, no harm. What have you got to lose? Do good. Then invoke the power of merit. It's your merit. It's like I say, money. And so you work, you got money. You can use the money for whatever goodness you want to do. Understand? To help people, to pamper yourself, to help yourself, or whatever. So merit is the same. Whatever that is allowable, use it. Ask for causes and conditions for you to do whatever. Either for your own progress, meet up with the wise, avoid the foolish, or the heedless, or invoke power of truth together with this merit for causes and conditions for your life to turn around so that you can break all this karmic obstruction so that you can gain back your life and walk this path with ease. Now all this you can put into the vow. Or no, put into the aspiration. There you invoke the power of truth. Then for your loved one to recover from whatever sickness or whatever. It will have its own miracle way of arising. Where you ask the nature's law for causes and conditions, and it will come out beautifully.
And do it for my son.
Yes, you will be beyond your wildest dream when it happened. Like that lady, the Kayamita, she's quite old now. She was 10 over years my senior, I think. Almost Jiwei's age, I think. The husband is 80 plus already. I think she's about 78 like you. And you know what she told me? She said, thank you so much. She said, the most important thing to me in this life is to have met you. That's what he said. Well, no. He said, what you teach me, he said, is better than God's miracle. He said, God's miracle also don't work like that. See? I say beyond your wildest dream. But one thing you must understand, she do with faith. She got very strong faith. And she, out of love for the son, she wants to help the daughter-in-law. That's how it can happen. When you have faith, when you are very determined, Sada Virya, then you go out. And she is totally new to the Dhamma, and yet she can do it. Yes, she is like that one. She very determined. If she want to do something, if she understands, she will go all out. That's why she can fulfill all this. And you can see her joy after that. Very beautiful. Sadhu. Thank you.
Many thanks.
Yeah, many thanks. Sadhu. Thank you. Thank you, Gladys. Okay, who is next? Mindy, yes. Come. You introduce yourself first.
I'm Mindy Chin Sing Yu. I joined the Sunday class in Hubing Jingshi, Sister Li. Brother Teo, I would really feel gratitude and would like to express my sincere gratitude. I'm really lucky to meet Brother Teo who can teach me this teaching. I don't think I can find any other Dharma teachers.
Continue. I can understand. I rejoice. My nature rejoices with your good understanding.
Yes. I learned Dhamma from, other Dhamma, like a monastery, here and there.
Yeah.
And I can't link it, especially on the mental state.
Mental state.
Yes. It doesn't really give a clear picture.
Yes.
Yes, until Brother Teo. I learned from Brother Teo, and I have the whole picture, and I really understand what it's about.
Very good.
Yes. and then about the Buddhist dual vow, I really feel lucky and grateful that I take it because I can really feel. I don't know whether I'm in the retreat or not. I can feel the consciousness is more clearer.
Yeah.
I can feel the change.
Yeah, big change.
Yes. And then I also feel when they chant the what. I don't understand what the.
No need to understand, but vibration.
I can feel that's the.
Compassion.
Compassion is the vow of the Guan Xing.
Yeah, Guan Xing Buddha. The tears come. Yes, sadhu.
I can't help. Yeah. I felt the blessing, really blessed.
Yeah.
I can feel the energy.
Energy, very strong. Sadhu.
Yes, from the Buddhist.
Sadhu. Very
okay,
good.
Thank you.
Sadhu. Thank you so much, Indy, for the good sharing. Suyan, next one.
No, actually, I forgot to announce that tonight's dinner is sponsored by Mindy Chin, so shall we...
Sadhu. I thought Suyan wanted to share. Must get Suyan to share. You all really want him to share now? Popular demand. Save the best for the last. He will share towards the end, tonight. Mrs. Ho, I know. Madam Ho, come. Yeah, get a chair for her, please. There, Chai, bring ready. Sadhu, Madam Ho. The two oldest, Kayamita, they both also will share. Sadhu. Have a seat. Put the leg, the cushion.
And all my Karunida, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Just now, I heard one of the sisters say, at her age to contact.
Yeah, Dhamma.
At the age of 50.
Yeah, get hood.
I come to connect with Brother Teo at my age of 70. And my first retreat with Brother Teo is 2014.
Yeah.
That time, I was not in a very.
Good health.
And also, with a lot of obstruction from the family. So until I need Brother Teo to assure my safety to my family.
Thank you very much.
Sadhu. So from that day, until not very long, a few years.
Yeah.
So slowly I feel that life is not so difficult.
Yeah, not so difficult.
Not so difficult as what I thought before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of sorrowful sadness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, always bring my son is a Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody
yeah,
in
yeah,
the Dhamma.
Yeah, yeah,
Dhamma.
Yeah.
I'm so lonely.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But now I realize I'm not
yeah,
lonely.
Yeah, you are not lonely.
In fact, I'm so blessed. I have so many friends.
Kaya namitas. Yeah, sadhu, 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 sadhu.
Very thank you very much.
No problem, sadhu. I rejoice too.
So each time the retreat, I can't say that I'm improved a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel that the knowledge-wise,
oh, you have already
getting brighter.
Ah, brighter and brighter.
Yes, because my intention, I want to bring the family, bring my husband all in the Dhamma.
Yeah, yeah.
I think now I realize
no need.
No need.
Yeah, true. Sadhu, yeah. Sadhu, sadhu.
So my son always prays the Lord. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Let him pray
yeah,
the Lord.
Yeah, he is just the way he is. Sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
Last time, I always feel that at the last moment of breath, maybe my son will baptize me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, finally, yeah. I decide and told my eldest daughter,
yeah.
If the day come, maybe you just give one night for the brother to do all his Christian service.
Yes, 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 no problem. Yeah, sadhu.
I think Uta will understand.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. It's your goodness, don't worry, Mrs. So. When you have the goodness, when you have the virtue, the understanding and the teaching, whatever they do to you is just a religious labor according to what they understand. It doesn't make a difference. But if it's for the good of you, because they got filial piety towards you, where they believe that this is the teaching that may help you or bless you, let them do, understand now? Because this can be wholesome, never mind. But more importantly, when you have the understanding, no matter what people do over your dead body, it's without consciousness, understand? It won't make any difference to you.
Yes.
But because you have love for your children, you want harmony, that's why you tell your elder daughter, if he wants to have Christian ceremony or what, let him do. Like my mother, when my father passed away, I say, because we respect you, Mom. Whatever you want to do, you let us know. Then go ahead. And then, I do according to what she wants. Then finally, the condition come for her to understand. Then, after that, she told me very clearly in front of all the other brothers and sisters, next time my time, Buddhist way, finish.
Yeah,
very beautiful.
Truly, actually, when things soft out, the mind is not
peaceful.
So...
peaceful and calm. It's not haunting you anymore. Not disturbing it. This is what attachment is. Understand? Attachment to your own loved one, children. Then, like you said earlier on, this talk on you, yeah? I'm the only one walking the Buddhist path, very lonely. Why my son believe in the Lord and all those things? Then others, they are not interested. Your husband, don't worry. They are just the way they are. Understand? As long as there is understanding, the relationship come about where this form and mind have the condition to marry that person, then have all these children. Like I shared the story about what my wife told the sister. They only borrow your womb to come to this world, understand? Because of coming. They are not real children. Understand? You yourself is not real. How can they be real? So these are conditions arising from my mind. Then you will understand. Got condition, I help. No condition, let things be. No reality, understand? Ultimately. Then you will become beautiful.
That's why I think it's much peaceful
clearer
once decision is made. And if sisters say 50, at the age of 50 is a bit late, I think 78 going to the 79 coming to 80, actually no more time.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that way.
Yes, yes, you don't feel that way. every minute is beautiful. I just don't know.
Every gathering, I feel that I'm just among the young
The young one. See? That's why Gladdy understood. Who was the one who shared my teacher's teaching? Sanda. Sarah. Sara, body is a body, mind is mind. You remember? So when your body is old, your heart need not be old. You heard of this English say, young at heart, isn't it?
Yes.
Lang lao sim bo lao. Understand?
Exactly.
Yan lo sam pa lo.
Actually,
Fado, your mind never get old. That true mind, not the mundane mind. Mundane mind stressful, get old. Suffer, then miserable. Yeah, good.
Brother Chiu, with your encouragement and my friends, brothers and sisters, I strike on.
With hipfulness, happily. Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you so much. Because she got a lot of affinity also, because of her faith. So earlier, you remember, because of some karmic thing, she wants to come for a retreat in the year 2014. She can't because the family member was so insistent that she cannot come. And you know what was the final condition for her to have the permission to come? They call me. I talk to her, to the family member, the daughter, I think the daughter. I said, we will do our best, you don't worry. Because she is beautiful, she is our kilometer. Then I explained on another occasion, I remember, to one of the children, one of the daughter too. But she wants to go to Thailand with a spiritual trip that year. And you know what happened that year? Thailand flood. The whole of Thailand was flood all over. And that was about a few days before we fly off. Newspaper all headline come out. So the children, how to, like, pang sim, what is the English word? Let go mind. Be pang sim, to let her go. Not at ease to let her go. Then you know what happened? Again, same. The doctor called me. I said, you don't worry. If flood cannot go, we also won't go. But don't worry. Things will work out. Then, finally, somehow she got to come. Because we had to thank Chun Tan. Chun Tan go to the house and wait and bring her to the thing. Then after that, she promised the family member, when I reach there safely, I will let you know, text you. And all. So she went. Well, I tell you, that trip was her most joyful spiritual trip ever. All the Kayamita, even the one from Singapore, don't know her or not. Look after her better than look after their parents. Everywhere Chiang Mai, because her leg condition was no good at that time. In Chiang Mai, I remember, take her shopping, take her eat this, eat that. There was so much joy. That you never believe. The moment we fly, take off, the news came. The northern part of Thailand where we are going are subside already. The whole of Bangkok still flooded. Because we got one Kanyamita, he's going to offer you tomorrow lunch, the couple. The wife was with us. We call them the banker. Yeah? They got a lot of Thai, but the husband worked there, we changed with them. Then what happened was the husband was supposed to come later. He stayed in Bangkok. Then when he landed at this one, near to further down from Chiang Mai, I don't know what that place is, I forgot, where he met us from the airport. He told us, Bangkok is still flooded. And we're supposed to go back via Bangkok. We fly direct to Chiang Mai, that's why we were okay. But the moment we land, all the floods subsided. Succeeded. Retreat. Then, all the way we travel, until Anandagiri, until Wat Pat Nanachat, no problem at all. Even Wat Pat Phong. We visit a lot of beautiful places. That's why she had that good memory, that joy, everything. And finally, we had a very beautiful trip because as we approached the day we're supposed to go to Bangkok, the news came. The flood has receded. The whole road is accessible until the airport. That's why we reached the airport and everything came back beautiful. Then when they come to the retreat, you know what happened? The same thing happened. Just her condition was very bad. So the family members say, okay, we can only agree, provided you agree, to allow our maid to follow her. The maid really came, no, accompany her. Because she, that time the leg condition was no good. Walk up the step also got problem. No? To go down for breakfast and all things. Come out. Then my wife used to like support and a lot of Kayamata also have. Then she used to take a walk with my wife to outside. Yeah. That's why there was so much joy. Then you never believe. After the third day or what, or fourth day, I cannot remember. She recovered now because of the faith. The leg becomes stronger. No? Then she can walk on it. Then she tell the maid, you boleh balik, the Indonesian maid. And the Indonesian maid really go back. No? The family member got a shock. Betulka. And she went back. She was so much healthier after the retreat. See? This is faith. And what happened is, there is some karmic thing from the past. Understand? When you prevent your children, yeah, or your parents, yeah, from doing what they want to do, then when your time comes, your children will do this to you. Understand? That's why never go and like put pressure on your children or your parents. Never object. They are alive. Let them live. If you have the understanding, you advise them. Like I let my mother live. I let my mother decide what my father's funeral is. Despite the understanding I already had. Yes, she's my mother. I love her. I respect her. And I want her to be happy. I don't want her to be confused when my dad already passed away and she felt somebody missing already. So you cannot say because you know the Dhamma, understand? Then you insist your mom must go Buddhist way. Where got like that? I tell you, she will be afflicted. Yeah. Then the other case was a very beautiful one. There was a Dhamma friend who came to the class not too long. Then she asked me, but I got one very, very difficult problem. I hope you can sort it out for me. So I thought, what was it? So I said, yeah, you can share and I see how I can help you. You know what she told me or not? Pratyo, we keep precepting that. First one, don't kill. He said, I got this big problem. My father-in-law and my mother-in-law, they want to eat the yao soy. You know what yao soy? Live fish, swimming. He said, I cannot tell them all, because they are my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. So she keep on telling them every time they want to order, please, Bahama, I Buddhist, you know. I cannot order for you, no. Then I smile. Wow, I say, you are not sensitive. You don't know how they feel. They are so much elder than you, and they are your father-in-law and your mother-in-law. What they want to eat, also you want to stop them from eating. Understand? I tell you, they can anytime tell you off and take you off, no. But just because they pay me, they never do that to you. Why you want to do that to them? Understand? Then I ask her, before you know the Dhamma, you got killed or not? Mosquito, you also kill. Understand? Cockroach, you also kill. You also order all those fish. You never eat. The crab and all those things. Then she said, Tata, I don't know, ma. Now do you think you know? You still don't know. Understand? When you know, the actual love, the compassion is different. The Dhamma is, if people is willing to live that type of livelihood, you got no intention to kill. Understand? You understand? So, if you have the condition, because your in-law, they want to eat, you can order for them. Why you scared until, if I order, karma come to me. Then you want your father-in-law to order. Understand? What the hell are you doing? To me, even if I had to order, I take the karma, understand? Out of love and compassion for them. And this is not major sin. You don't have intention. And the karma is very little, but there is no delusion. You do because you feel that this is your filial piety. This is at least what you can do for them. That's why when my father won, I order. There is no problem. I'm willing to take the karmic, if ever there is any. Understand? No such thing. When you have that cultivation that is beyond mark, but don't try to be hero, means you know there is no life, no self-cultivating. no life in the living being. So your understanding is different. Then you can do that. Then you order, no problem. But there are people who is willing to do this for you because they own the restaurant. And they are selling all this. Understand? So not to say, if brother you say cannot now, tonight, tomorrow we can go and order. I tell you, if you have the condition not to harm and do all things, please, don't. But it is your understanding. If you have the understanding, then it's different. I remember last time, Master Shen Hua, my first refuge teacher, he was giving a talk at this Oakland Road Buddhist, don't know what they call, Oakland Road, Association. It is a high-rise building next to the road. So I was recording my tape there in 1986. Somebody asked this question. No, he said, Hui Ning, our sixth patriarch, he also eat the veggie beside the cooked meat, the pork and all those things. So can we also eat that type of? Because they say go full vegetarian, no taste. No. They want to Yau Pian Chai, means the veggie that is cooked with the meat. Because Hui Ning eat one. And you know, Xuan Hua, if you become his disciple and all those things, he never force you, but he will prefer you take vegetarian. But to him, he know this type of karma is very severe. No? Understand? No? So that's why he will. Then his answer is very good. No? You know what he answered? He tell the person who asked the question. He said, if your cultivation is like Hui Ning, go ahead and eat. If you are not at Hui Ning's level, please, my advice is, don't do it. Because you don't understand that it's coming. Understand? But when there is understand, there is the nature, completely different understanding. You understand now? That's why I got condition, I can share. No condition, cannot share. Okay, thank you so much, Madam Ho. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So, who is next? If nobody, we call Sui An. I have to report the account first. Never mind, they want tonight. Anybody else? Elsie? Should I share? Your turn. Yeah, she keep on looking at me. Never mind, just introduce yourself. What your name and where you're from and how long you have been with the Dhamma. And this is your first retreat, huh?
No, this is my second
retreat. Second retreat, okay.
My name is Elsie.
Yeah.
This is my second retreat. Mm-hmm. I'm from Tuesday class.
Yes.
So, last year I didn't have the opportunity to share actually.
Oh, okay. So this year you share all. Oh, very good, Sadhu.
But this year I didn't, Alicia is the one
who brought you in. Sadhu.
So,
take your time, don't worry. Slowly,
So I want to say thank you to
Yes, she is here. Amitabha, he said.
So when I first went to Bertil's class, I told Alicia.
I remember
this
that.
This is the true teaching.
Yeah, this is the real teaching.
I know it's a real teaching. But over the years, I mean, not really that long. It's less than two.
Less than
2 years
actually. 1 year plus a bit.
From this past 2 years. So I have learned a lot. Although I didn't progress a lot, overall I improve a lot in
the
a
understanding
way.
And all that.
The understanding, yes.
Yeah.
So generally, in terms of my personal After meditation, I didn't do, I didn't really progress very much in my meditation.
It's okay.
But in this retreat, I know what is my problem.
Yeah. Yes.
I think shouldn't be any problem.
Yeah, sadhu. Very good. The understanding is the most important. Problem become no problem. Yes or no?
And I went through a lot also for these 2 years.
Yes.
So I think it's a very good timing when I joined Brother Chiu.
Yes.
And I have a lot of understanding also.
Yes. And it makes your life so much more different and doable. Then you are able to understand all this. Then you are able to go through all this. It's not a problem anymore. Otherwise, without this understanding, it would have been traumatic. Not easy. Yeah, very good. Sadhu.
And my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
I think everybody also knows.
Yeah.
So because I'm very convinced that before that I'm still 50-50 or not about about this karmic
thing
obstruction, karmic things. After this incident, I witnessed this incident.
Yes.
So I'm very convinced.
Yeah.
So I think all of you know the story.
Yeah, most of them know the story. Not everybody.
So I don't have to elaborate here.
Not it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sadhu.
So
very
thank
good.
You very much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Sadhu. I see. Very good. The brother-in-law.
I forgot to thank Brother Chiu.
Sadhu.
Alicia.
Yeah.
Alicia, I have thanked her.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Brother Chiu.
No problem. Sadhu. Yeah. Sadhu. Sadhu, I rejoice. My nature rejoice. Actually, the brother-in-law, you remember, sitting at the back, he came for a few days. I think 2 days or 3 days, I forgot. Then she got this stomach problem, I think, constipation. So we tried to help her. But then something happened, karmic thing, very strong. Then he decided to leave, even when there is no transport, no taxi. Then she somehow found transport. He left at about 7 p.m. I think. Then that day, he only reached home midnight or one. Then the thing that was troubling him got sorted. Then nobody expect him, because he was so new. He only come to my class a few times. We had a brother and Elsie, they bring him. He's an accountant. Then after that, because the brother, which is Elsie's husband, got something urgent to attend to. The husband is good in the Dhamma field and meditation. He attended my class for quite long. But this brother is new and he wants to help this brother because this brother is... The brother-in-law's brother is the husband. The husband wants to help his brother. So they brought him to my class. Then for the first 2 sessions, he didn't ask anything. The third session, I touched on something that is very relevant, that really hit him. Then he started to talk. Then because of what happened, Elsie's husband cannot come. They asked him whether he wants to come and replace him. Somehow he agreed. I think he got a lot of things that he wants to ask me. He got a lot of First Noble Truth reality to go through. I heard a little bit from Elsie. So that is the story. Then when he decided to come out, Elsie also didn't know. The husband also didn't know. Then she received a call in the morning that he's arriving in 45 minutes time. Means morning. 9:30 received a call, 45 minutes is 10 something. Waited. 2 o'clock still hasn't come. 4 o'clock still hasn't come. 5:30 only phone call come. He said, at first he couldn't get to this place. Then he called Suyan, I think. Suyan told me, Iyatanarata is very near. You just drive out, the next town, see the Indian temple, you just turn in after that. You will be the temple. You know what happened? Huh? He draw. Take a long time. Then after that, he reached the Indian temple, it seems, 5:30 p.m. Then he called. Then passed to Teng Siong Sifu. Teng Siong Sifu said, it's just in front. After the Indian temple, there's a hotel, then just turn right. All the way up, you will reach. You know what happened? He just cannot find. He just cannot find. Until I think the battery ran out, I don't know. Then she drove all the way back. Without letting anybody know. So of course the brother came to know, which is Elsie's husband, came to know that he is here. But call Elsie, he is not here. So how? So the message come. Then I receive from the husband and Elsie. Brother Teo, I think we have a situation. My brother is missing. Then she said, my brother-in-law is missing. Then only I call Suyan. I ask you all to meditate. You remember that day? Then I call Suyan. I go out. Then ask Suyan to call Elsie. Call Elsie. Then only I understand what happened. Then after that, I say, okay, go and get Jared. Jared is the one with the car. He will help you. He is very willing to help and do this thing. So I told Suyan and Garrett, we talked to Teng Siong Sifu. He said, okay, no problem. The gate will not be locked, but latch it so that you can come back anytime. So I say, you take the car down, where LC know what the color of the car is. So they drove down. I said, go in the temple, check. Don't have, check the hotel. But luckily, when they were there, not long, the husband managed to contact the brother. He said, driving back on the way, so no need to worry. Then only they come back, remember? They came back. Then everything sorted out. So you don't have to like panic or do anything. Just accept the reality and do what you have to do. And the husband was full of gratitude. He said, thank you so much for sending the group to go and look for my brother. Then later on he texted me. He said, we already found him, contacted him. He's driving back, so don't worry. Then he reached PJ or KL, I don't know. Was it PJ or KL? KL. 2 a.m. 2 a.m. on the reach. That's why coming obstruction. Cannot come means cannot come. Understand? Earlier, according to LC, he asked for my phone number. I didn't know. Then LC been very thankful. Don't want him to disrupt the retreat and all those things. He said, I will give you after the retreat. Understand? Which is a very good advice. But never mind, it's meant to be. So that's the... basically, that is the story behind. So that you understand. Don't worry. Yeah, he's blessed, I know. The car broke down. Yeah, at least good karma. What is the good karma? He pay respect, he listen, he developed some good paramiya, even Tuesday class. That's why that one take care of him. Otherwise, he actually, at his age, he got memory problem and all those things. And yet he can drive all the way here and all the way back until so late at night. Not easy. With that mental state, it's not easy. That's why good paramiya also in that sense. Where the car just broke down immediately when he reached home at 2 a.m. He had broke down halfway. Battery some more flat. So how? Cannot call anybody. So life is take care of karma. Karma take care of you. Must have parami. Okay? Next one. Who else? Mr. Hmm. After that only Chai Chai. Both put up the hand. So I take the front one first. You go yao chang hua yi kei.
I want to express my gratitude to Mr. Teo. Okay. And I want to show my respect to you first.
Yeah, can. No problem. Sorry.
My name is Ng Song Che from Johor. Okay, this is my first retreat. Okay, so I remember 2 days ago, I met Mr. Teo at outside.
Yeah.
He asked me a question. Do you have any question?
Yeah.
I say no. I want to let everybody know why I say no, because I know what to do.
Yeah.
Because I can read from the book and not.
Yeah.
Then tell us what to do already.
Yeah.
Because what to change.
Sadhu. Very good.
And I want to personal thanks to Brother Chia also. Okay, to bring me here. That's all.
Sadhu. You look at him, eh? He look very humble. Actually, he got his past. He can understand many things. I happened to meet him, I think. Was it last night? 昨天是吗? 我们见面。 昨天两天前了, 哦, 2 days ago, 我遇到你在外面啊, 你记得吗? Then I had a chat with him. You know, as we discussed, the answer he gave was very good. Then finally he told me 2-3 times, end of the day, just have to do the cultivation. In Mandarin, 就是要去做，要去修。 That's why people who understand, he said, "Wak kung chai already wak chut chong." So simple, make so simple and so clear already. You somehow want to ask question. Understand? You must put in your own effort to develop the understanding and really try it out, then only question. Understand? If you still don't want to do, you expect like baby a spoon feed. You are a baby, then can. Understand? You are no more a baby, you know. Some of you are already not young. No. If someone don't see the urgency, it's up to you, because it's your life. Nothing to do with me. But he knew. No. He said, have to develop the cultivation. That's it. Nothing else. The rest is wasting time. Because when you ask now, you cannot understand. You are wasting time. But you do already different though. No. You do worry, you cannot understand, you ask. That is not wasting time. Understand? That's why he knew everything is there in the book, in the text, Hatsutta, so clear. No need to take note also. That's all recorded. You can listen to it anytime. So the only thing you need to do is follow the advice of the Buddha. What is the advice? Before he passed away. Strive on the heedfulness. Like that also tak mau. Like that also you don't want to do. Then means the Buddha's final advice before his parinibbana also you don't want to follow. Then you somehow say you want to be a Buddhist. You want to take refuge under the Buddha. So you must see that. Understand now? Like the first time in 1971 when I saw the Four Noble Truths, this nature just become different. Then it determined to walk this way. Reality is so important to my life. My entire existence, not only this life, at that time, it knew, depend on this understanding. And this is really precious, money cannot buy. At that time, I already had the understanding. That's why you go all out to cultivate, never stop. Even later on, after I came out to work, then 1986 onward, when Kuan Yin's message came, all out, full time. But that time also good karma, good parami. Teacher come, guide come, book come, everything come. So for you all, no need to search. You have the affinity. All these are here. So the only thing that you need to do is to make that decision to strive on with heedfulness, to learn all this. So that it will benefit you, not only this life, all of your future coming, you have to come or you choose to come. you have this teaching, this understanding, you are most beautiful. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Jai Jai, come. You introduce yourself, and maybe they're interested in your age also.
Before I share, I would like to pray, send my gratitude to my mom and father.
Yeah, father, can, no, no, 来, Mimi, 坐这边。哎，坐这边，坐一次就可以了。另外啊，沙丢沙丢沙丢，呀，沙丢沙丢。Rejoice your wholesomeness. 沙丢沙丢沙丢。呀。
My name is Chua Chong Lim. I'm 24 years old. Wow. I'm from PJ. How I get into the Dharma is through my mama. I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
The parents. My mom was very lucky to meet Brother Teo.
Because
I'm the only person, the only book I read is only Brother Teo's book, the Dharma book.
Straight away hit the blue eye.
No
need to go Holland. Understand?
Because
in the past, didn't take people to Holland. That's why he can be born into a family that can guide him. And he straight away, the first thing he meet is Bu Ai. That's why you don't take people to Holland, you also won't go Holland. Sadhu, very just. Very good, Barami.
So before my life, before I met Brother Teo's book, I was a naughty kid.
Naughty kid.
Whatever you think I do, I did before.
That is the sincerity and frankness that can be expressed. I mean, people have the understanding. Otherwise, this one cannot come out. Very beautiful.
So when I met Brother Teo, things changed. First book I read was the Heart Sutta. The Heart Sutta changed me a lot.
Sadhu.
Opened up a lot in my nature, showed me how to cultivate.
Sadhu.
So in this retreat, I think I learned a lot. I learned, this retreat is the
best. This is the best. That's why at the shoerack that she gave it to you, Brother Teo, tonight sharing is so beautiful. Then someone else might know. During the early years, I was invited to Sumeru. Then after that, I conduct a Sumeru retreat because I promised Brother Lim. I said, he keep on inviting me. He said, come, this place is for you. You are always welcome. I said, don't worry. If there is condition, we will come. Then after that, somehow I promised him, he offered a rupang to us. The one that we install, consecrate and install at Suyan's house. Then later on, the Kuan Yin also came. So I told him, I will promise you, I will hold a retreat there. So you know what happened? I think 1 or 2 years later, they really asked for the retreat. So I conduct a 1 day, 2 day, 1 night retreat. Then Chong Lim came with the monk. He came with the other two friends.
Jaya and Vision.
The Vision now is a monk. Is he a monk?
Going to
be a monk. So they were staying together, then they met before at other retreat or classes. Then you know what happened? I was sharing the Dhamma there, the 1 day. And it was so beautiful, so summarized, so complete. And he can understand, no? And this is the first time I heard directly from him, no? After the lunch break, he came out and talked to me where he met me. He said, Brother, thank you so much. Oh, I said, good, you can understand, He said, what you teach is very important. He said, the most important is you must understand there are two minds inside there. Wow! New kid, first time, can tell me everything that you need to know is to understand that you have two minds inside. You are home. Then I say, it's from your past. Nobody can understand that. And at that age, that time, I think 22 or 23, haven't finished his study also. Haven't gone to UK that time. 2 years ago, anyway. See? How can a kid like that, like I say, or old lady also want to come? Understand? You would have spent better time at home, understand? That's why he said last time he went naughty. Everything you can think of he done before. You don't believe, Oh, he looks so innocent. That's why perception of form is
illusion.
The Monday might deceive you. So innocent, so lang chai, so quiet. That is after the Dhamma. What you saw is after the Dhamma. Before that, you didn't see him. When I was young, also, I learned all the foul language. That's why I say, at that time, you see me, you think you better than me. Understand? Wow, this boy, very naughty. Every word come out also, 6 out of 10, or 7 out of 10, all foul. So, you also scared of such a boy. But he grew up to be so different. That's why before the Dhamma come, you can be very heedless, don't worry. You got coming obstruction, all these things will happen. You have to go to Holland first, or you have to become victim first. Then all the coming obstruction. I realize a lot want to come, I cannot come, the coming obstruction. Then not until they ask for forgiveness, then only they can approach and come. And this is what you will witness if you have the true Dhamma and the understanding. And a lot of living beings, very pitiful, have a lot of coming obstruction. Okay, let him continue.
Okay, supposedly I cannot come for this retreat one. I'm working already, I'm working for my parents, I'm an event organizer. So I got event during this period.
Then
suddenly, my nature wanted to come.
Then
suddenly the venue place got some problems.
Then cancer.
Cancer.
Very good. Your mom also told me, he never cancelled an event before. But this one was very unique. That's why I meant to be. We'll be here. Good. Continue.
I think the why the event will be cancelled because before that, in Anandagiri, I got my Bodhisattva retrial.
That one you asked him to tell you. That one I tell you, you'll get a shock of your life.
The story goes like that. When I was in Anandagiri, they're having the, I think, Hoi Chong.
Consecration. Consecration.
For the
Mitraya. The three great beings. We are the one that donate and supported there. Maitreya, Kuan Yin, and Sakyamuni. He was there at the consecration. Not consecration. I think Maitreya Buddha. I think they want to do the chanting and all those things.
So during the sitting, I was meditating. Then my true nature got this message come out. Say, do you remember your vow? I said, what's my vow? He said, you will be a Bodhisattva when Mitraya arrives. But he said, I arise. When I arise, you will be a Bodhisattva supporting me. Serious.
They chosen already, to be the close disciple, understand? When Maitreya arrives, that's why his good friend is the first one outside there. You somehow don't know how to go and make friends. You make friends with him also same, I tell you. Because he said, when I arise, you will be a great Bodhisattva supporting me, means Maitreya is the Samasambuddha, and this is the great Bodhisattva supporting him. Means he's the left and right. Like last time, Sakyamuni, Sariputta and Mongalana. Ni kai wan xiao. Jian dao zhe ge hai bu hui qi. Make friend.
But before that, I saw wow, so heavy. And like, I don't think I can do it. I asked my mom, hey, mom, I got this wow. How? My mom says, oh, in the thought, don't worry, you can do it. I said, okay.
When you go to fourth stage, renounce samsara, no problem. Time is irrelevant. Very good. So, no wonder you can understand so far. Not only the secret come out, the cat come out, or the what? Cat come on what?
Backpack.
Very good. So now you understand. You never know who you are. You can be naughty first. After that, no more naughtiness when you connect. Understand? So don't go and blame yourself. Ayo, how come? For so many years, I never had this understanding. I did all this stupid thing. I wasted my life. This is not you, understand? The segmental form of life come pay back karma, understand? So you got chance to pay back, pay quickly. Then the rest you don't want to pay, ask for forgiveness. No need to pay, understand? Then it cancel each other. No need money, you also don't know how to cancel. What are you trying to do? Some more doubt, so heavy, Bodhisattva vow. How to take? I see. I don't know what to do with you. You got this type of fear.
Okay, connected.
Yeah, continue.
So
yeah,
I tell you how to take the Bodhisattva.
Sadhu.
In this retreat, the main thing the retreat showed me is how to be a Bodhisattva.
Yeah.
Because being a Bodhisattva is not easy.
Not easy, yeah.
But
a lot of hard work.
But got two incidents that show me why the Bodhisattva is so beautiful.
Yeah.
The first is to help Ching Hao. I don't know.
Because
I'm a very shy guy. If I got the message, I said I don't dare to do it.
You know who sent the message? Good friend down there.
Viral channel sent
it. Viral channel.
I don't know how to tell him more. I got a message early in the morning.
But
I told him in the afternoon because I don't know how to tell him.
That's why later on he came and asked me also. Then he remembered after I answered. He said, Prathu, you advised me before. I told him you are very impatient. Dharma, you cannot be impatient. That is craving. Because he just very determined and want to succeed. Want to have the understanding. Cannot. As long as you have that, that is craving. You cannot. I said, take your time. As long as you are sincere, have the faith, just do. Don't try to know. And then later, become different. Then Chai Chai help him. Very good. Sadhu.
So the second incident is with Po Lian.
The Po Lian.
So the Po Lian incident started like that one. You know when you all recite the Heart Sutra?
She
cried.
Yes.
My nature wanted to help her. Then, because I remember last time Sumeru, she also cried. So I have the nature to help. I don't know. Don't ask me how.
You are no one. It's all your past.
So to help her, so the message comes to me, in order to help her, right, you need a kneel down in front of her tree.
Yes.
So I was like, wow, what is this way? Kneel down in front of her, serious mode.
Someone not the young one, though.
So I was the, because the message come instantly, so
they
asked me to on that night, so I pattern, I'm quite, all my thoughts keep deluding me, I don't want to do, so I just hesitated. So next morning I wake up and I don't know what day is that, but I wake up early, so I go to my morning meditation. So I was taking bath in the morning. So my children teacher say, hey, you better kneel down. I'll try. So if got condition, then I'll kneel down.
Sadhu, that is the correct one.
So, really kum ngam got condition. Me and my mom was, because every morning we have this daily ritual. We will take our repentance in front But that day, don't know why in front of my Mitraya Buddha. Then, I don't believe. Kom ngam kom ho, bolen kam. She come and take the repentance first. So I was there after taking, and then the Mitraya said, hey, you better bow. Okay. Then when Polin stand up, then I say, Polin, stop. Okay. Mitraya asked me to bow, and then I already kneel down in front of her three times.
Sadhu.
So,
very good, sadhu.
So from the incident, I learned, if you want to help human being, there's no self.
No self one, Vyati is not you.
Yeah, it's not me.
It's form and why, tissue and cells. Then the consciousness is karmically conditioned. Not you. The true nature inside you is beautiful. You are the ever shining, eternal, oneness, the source of all things. And you have the potential to be Sammasambuddha. Why you look down upon yourself? Because you think this is you. You think outwardly, physically, you are so useless. Understand? That is all your form and mind, nothing to do with you because you didn't take care of karma. Understand? Now you understand this teaching, you can change your life. You can do something to your life. Then from that, you will be transformed. Then you become a blessing to all. You become so beautiful. Not only a blessing to your own nature, you become a blessing to all of your loved ones and all those that have affinity and relationship with you. Then the world also will benefit because you improve the consciousness. You develop more wholesomeness within the human realm. Very good. Sadhu.
So in this retreat, I benefited a lot from Brother Steele's teaching. He showed me the heart. The heart of
That night, the nature.
Because I got the heart thing, but I don't know how to use.
Like Hui Ning, he need pointer straight away. Then after that night sharing, I remember he was standing there. The mother was standing. He said, he told the mom, he said, "Ma, that was the most beautiful." Pointing to the white ball, not pointing out. You know, that day we were sharing the direct mind to mind seal. Then Mimi thought is the Tao sign. Then he said, no, mommy, the one at the center, that one. Said, oh, no wonder. I said, sadhu, sadhu. I said, can, at this age, can understand that type of teaching. No? Where to find? It's from his past. He never learned this life, understand? No? He has so much joy, you know. Because that was the thing he need to understand how to use. Where he can detect that one already when very young. So you have to understand, this comes from the past. If you don't take care of your cultivation and develop all this, stabilize all this, you can't. That's why I say in life, right living or right livelihood, you never know who you met. If you're not careful, you're going to scold our friends. I tell you, or have negative thought against Zhong Lin. Hey, you young boy, come here for what? Then sometimes you fall infatuated.
Okay, I forgive you all.
Sadhu. The true Bodhisattva always forgive what you do.
When I do repentance, that's one of
you
my,
include that
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I will forgive whoever.
All the great beings, they will put there, whomsoever from the dismal past, whether knowingly or unknowingly, have committed or done any karmic negativity or whatever. This nature, sincerely, forgive them all.
Because that's the only way to cut the cycle.
Yes, cut the cycle. Otherwise, keep on coming. Keep on coming to you, understand? You remember during the Buddha's time? There is this Devadatta. You know how the two fellow every life also meet? Because of the banker incident. This also Raman Sumano told me. I don't know whether true or not, but I think it's true. You go and check the sutta. He said there was one banker incident, no? In the distant past. So Devadatta was selling this, what they call the children play one, bangles. You tie around your hand one. Trinklet, you call. Okay, anyway, it's just the children play one. So this old lady, he got a grandchild who liked the bangle. No? Then this Devadatta very cunning, no? He know the kid like, no? So he raised the price. So the granny don't have money. Then the granny go back to the house. There is a golden pot. No? Because the grandchildren wanted it. No choice. Bring the golden pot and ask the banker, if I use this to exchange, how much can I get? This Devadatta is so greedy. He said, no, this is a useless pot. He knew it's gold. He want to bargain for maybe two or three. Then later on, the granny, if gets so little, didn't even want to say can change how many, so how? So the grandlady just tell the grandchildren, never mind. Yeah? We see how. We go and check around, got any other banger seller. Then they met this Sakyamuni Buddha, but that time not Buddha, that time was just a Bodhisattva. Also selling banger. So they approach him, He said, my grandchildren really love this banger. With this pot, how much can I change? So, you know, Bodhisattva, very sincere, this is a golden pot. I got not enough to change with you. You can take everything if you want. Wow, the granny was so happy. Then he took the pot. Then all the banger gave to them. Both were happy. Then you know what happened? Devadatta came to know. Suddenly they got so much bangles and no more pot now. So he asked, where did you get this bangle? He said, there, the other merchant. He said, every of these that he has, he gives to us, also not enough. Wow, then he got very angry. He chased after the Bodhisattva. Then the Bodhisattva, don't know, already crossed the river or what. Because if you miss the boat, you cannot get him again. From the shore, he arise such anger, hatred. He said he vowed life after life to come after that Bodhisattva, you know, to take revenge. You know. That's why he followed him life after life, even the last life also. See? So all these are got its own coming on. You have to be very careful. Okay?
Okay, before I end, I would like to let you know, right? Be Bodhisattva, right? There is no one to save. And,
yeah, very good. Sadhu, no one to save. No self to walk this path too.
So don't let your thoughts, your ego fool you.
To fool you and delude you. Very good.
So because Bodhisattva path is very beautiful.
Yeah.
So I hope you all can understand this.
Sadhu. Thank you so much, boy. Can me. See, young boy also can have this type of nature. Why you all cannot have? Understand?
Before I do my sharing, first of all, I'd like to pay respect to the Triple Gem.
Yeah, sadhu.
And number two, I want to pay respect to Brother Teo. And I tell you why I do that. Why I want to pay respect to the Triple Gem is, in my path of cultivation, if I have this nature of mine, have not made the affinity with the Triple Gem, I won't be able to actually penetrate the true Dharma. Because in this retreat, before I go further, I also like to thank the committee member for organizing this retreat. Because the first 2 days already a lot of awakening. I hope I have other days condition to share. Coming back to the Triple Gem. Because without their blessing guiding the nature, it's very hard to penetrate the higher Dharma. Because the mundane Dharma, you still have the Dharma to point to the moon. But for the higher Dharma is formless Dharma. So it's only you make affinity with people like Brother Teo, Liu Chu, Bodhidharma, and all these great beings. If not, it's very hard to find. Before I go further, I would like to thank one nature. I won't mention his name. That is, he helped me to open up my gateway. I actually thanked him that day.
Sadhu.
And then when you are walking the path, you go through the form Dharma, or, you know, I call it the mundane Dharma, I don't know what word.
Yeah, mundane
Dharma. So as you cross over to the form Dharma, it's really not easy. It's really not easy because it's very abstract. So you don't have a pointer like Brother Teo to point to you. That's why I always tell Brother Teo, I think 4 years ago, that time I'm still very new to him. I remember he walked me to the gate, and I was like, I'm not a very expressive person, to be frank, but I really tell him sincerely from my heart. It was 2 hours only. I say, the greatest gift that I ever had in this lifetime is to get to know you. Because when I'm very young, I really connect back to the Dharma, but I was like very, I don't want to go into it, actually. Because when I'm 18 years old, the Buddha already manifests in front of me. But I just like, not much bothered until I'm 38. So I met Brother Teo, and he showed me the pointers, and I progressed very fast after connecting with Manjushri.
Yeah.
That's why all these bodhisattvas is great. If you don't make affinity with them and take the bodhisattva well, I think you really miss. If you are not serious about the cultivation, then it's okay. If you are really serious, want to bring yourself across, you have to have the faith in the triple gem and the bodhisattvas. Because this morning, when I came here, I think I'm the second one to arrive this hall beside Chui. The moment I bow to Vairochana here, with my few days of retreat, I already have a lot of understanding. I wrote down most of it in the book. So again, when I kneel to him, I gaze at him. He gives me all the understanding that I need to understand. So when I went down, today is Pu Xian birthday.
Yeah, Pu Xian Pusa.
So I pay respect to Manjushri first. Then I went to Pu Xian. When I kneel down to him, he gave me everything that I need.
Sadhu.
Because when I first went to Pu Xian, the first thing he tell me is, sentient being is suffering. You have to help them. That time I'm still quite new in my cultivation. I was telling myself, why somebody come and tell me things like that? So I didn't even take the clue.
Yeah.
Then later as I cultivate, then when I second time I go to Ermei-san, I have some issue. Then I kneel in front of him. I say, have I not cultivated well in my cultivation? And I still have to go through this kind of thing? I kneel in front of him. I can't remember which temple. Then he tell me, if you don't understand sentient being, and you don't know their nature, the complicated nature of them, how you can bring them across? So that was so profound. So today he gave me a whole list of things to be referring. The moment he tell, I understand. The moment, but now, I didn't write down, I've forgotten. But I think my nature is...
Yeah, it's already recorded in your nature.
Then the next thing is, I pay respect to Vairochana at the main shrine hall. I tell you, when I bow, I got stuck there.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was so profound. Because before I bow, I really express my gratitude towards the Ten Directions Buddha, all the Buddhas, and all the bodhisattvas. I really sincerely express my gratitude towards their nature. When I bow, he tell me, your nature is my nature.
Sadhu.
He said, you have all your awakening with all the understanding, and you walk the bodhisattva path, your nature is my nature. And you just need to perfect your 10 paramitas for all the Buddhas that they have go through, and you will attain your unsurpassed Buddhahood.
Sadhu.
And then he showed me in the bowing, when I bow, he showed me the connection of his big rupa is a round. The round show you that the whole cultivation, he showed me the whole cultivation from a mundane mind to a supramundane mind and walking the bodhisattva path. That's why now I understand why Liu Ju say, mind is Buddha.
Yeah.
If you are a Buddha, we all have Buddha nature, but you don't cultivate, you become a mind. That means you are a mundane person. That understanding came to me. I was like, wow. I got the whole link. Then when Brother Teo teaching, he said, if you are on the higher plane, actually you see everything. After seeing that, you tell yourself, how can you not take the Bodhisattva? Wow. So, that's why this retreat is really beautiful to me. Thank you to all the...
Sadhu.
So I would like to send my pure wish to all of you that have made this retreat possible. So may you too progress in your cultivation to attain the highest level of wisdom in the Buddha Dharma.
Sadhu. Thank you so much, Bibi, for the very good sharing. Sadhu, very good. So we left you not much time, 20 more minutes. Maybe you can take one last one. Anybody? Oh, I saw Joy smiling. Oh, Yun Chan. Oh, you put out your hand, Oh, I saw you put out your hand. Oh, Joyce, Mimi, gong kiu le share. Le tao si bong o siu wa. Yeah, come, Joyce. Yeah, she also not supposed to be here. Finally, she turned up. Maybe she can share with you. Yesterday, Yam Cha, she told me the story. In fact, yesterday, Yam Cha, a lot of story.
I think a lot of people know my story. Actually, I don't have very much to share because I was actually also not supposed to be here.
Yeah?
My brother-in-law from UK was here for a month, so I was the driver, the tour guide.
Entertainer,
PR manager, hotel reservation manager, everything. Maybe a quick, because I see so many new faces.
Yeah.
My name is Joyce. I'm with Brother Teo for the past 6 years. Mimi is my mentor.
Yeah.
She's the one who's trying to get me into the Dharma for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm not very young. I'm actually 60 years old. So,
yeah.
So no, I'm not very far from many of you here. So I'm also don't have much time.
Yeah.
But I think in all my 6 years, from a drinker and a smoker, to
nightbird.
A nightbird. I'm still a nightbird, but a different nightbird now.
never drink, never
nightbird,
smoke.
I'm
really
still a nightbird. Of course, it was a very rough road for me. It wasn't smooth sailing all the way. But I think having the right kalamitas is very important.
Yes.
And also very important is the Gautim Leji Gaisin.
Sadhu.
Do your own self-practice.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I'm doing now. Actually, I'm retiring.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Sadhu.
Yeah, so... Retiring from, I do some Dharma work.
Yeah.
So now we have the second generation of people taking care of me, which is the new, new committee member who is doing very well actually. As an old timer, can I call myself old timer?
Can. Yeah.
As an old timer, I'm very happy that these young people, the younger generation, is actually doing the Dharma work. You will find a lot of joy if. If you do the Dharma work with the right intention. But I can tell you that from the very beginning when you do Dharma work, your intention is also quite mixed up. So that is very important to note from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, very important.
It is very important because if you do not have the right intention.
Sincerity, very important.
And the generosity and don't be too rigid, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Smile a bit, joke a bit, say something stupid, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. As so long as you are sincere and you have the kindness, the goodness, the virtue. That's why I also make joke, understand? Yes, continue.
Yeah. I think I'm just about the only person in this Kalimita who will actually tell something quite different when I'm with Brother Teo.
Yeah.
Anything under the sun.
Yeah.
That is not without being respectful.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to be, we try to be, I want to be me.
No problem.
In the sense, not in the me thing.
Yeah.
No pretenders. And if there's something that you don't know or you think it's not right. And
you say it out.
Say it out. And if think that whatever is not right and it's not beneficial, discard it.
Yeah.
I learned through a lot of things from Brother Teo and also through Mimi always says I'm never a person who is very structured. I'm never a very structured person as Brother Teo knows. But I have also learned a lot from Brother Teo through trial and all. I've gone through my own little dharma. I think too many stories to tell. Too many.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I think the important thing here is self-practice on your daily mindfulness. When you walk the path, you have to be very careful because the mind is very powerful.
Yeah, deceitful also.
Yeah, and they're very deceitful. They can just snap you up within a split second, not even a split second.
It's a quantum leap.
Yeah.
She used the word.
I remember when I first met Thanajanana and I asked him this question when I was in Mount Warburton.
Yeah.
I said, how can I train this mind of mine? I mean, it does quantum leaps all the time. I can't even catch it. And he laughed at me. And he says, oh, okay, he's a Theravada monk. Buddha, Buddha, Buddha is something like a mantra that you hold. And I was like, oh, that is the answer. I can't make anything out of it. But actually, after so many years, yes, I do know what he's trying to say. In fact, he only gives me two words, and that is what Brother Teo has always told us: mindfulness, impermanence, non-self.
Yeah. Sadhu. Thank you so much. Okay, we are almost up. Another 10 more minutes. Sadhu.
Oh, let me share
your You still got 10 minutes. You still got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Good.
Somebody, a friend of mine, I have a lot of nicknames in the Kalimita, from New Kid on the Block to Malau Zai and
Xiong Zai, Sou Gai Lao, Sou Gai Lao Shi.
Sou Gai, he is called Sou Gai Lao Shi. I tell you what, this is very funny. It just happened not too long ago. A friend of mine says, "Hey, Joyce," I said, "Yeah, you know, my Kalimitas give me all sorts of names. You know, from nice name to for Xiong Zai, that is very nice. Yeah, I wish I am. And Sou Gai Lao Shi and."
Malao Jing.
And then this person said, why? To make the Pang Yuki Lee, me Lo Shi?
Sou Gai Lo Shi.
I want to kill Sou Gai Lo Shi. Oh, wait. Nichim Jing, me kill Sou Gai Lo Shi. Sou Gai Lo Shi, you run around, that kind of rat, you know.
City rat.
So I was thinking, remember we were talking about, I said, city rat, you know, the one who can't sit still, you know, every day you run around looking for food and all that. He said, no, hi. You see, I'm so kind of you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Wow, really? You know, the mind is so fast. Because people tell you, oh, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. That's why people, I'm sorry, there are a lot of Hokkien here. So sorry. So what they say is that, oh, you know, Sou Gai Lao Shi means the rat that runs around in the street. When people call you that, don't ever let anyone call you that name. Why?
Because when people don't like you, that's when they call you so gai lo shi. I say, yes, really? I'm going to go so gai lo shi. And I tell you, it took me a while to realize
The ego.
It's only just a word.
Yeah, the ego.
The label and the ego was flowering up so nicely.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's just a word.
Yeah.
So why are you so so serious over that, just that word? And in that itself is an insight for me.
Sadhu. Very good. Thank you so much. You see, your ego can be triggered off in many, many ways. That's why with mindfulness you can see. And the moment you saw this wisdom or Yonisoma Manasikara will come out. Hey, this is attachment to the ego. You still believe you are choice, understand? Then how do you progress? Understand? That's why your mind can stir your emotion. Because this is rooted deep in your subconscious and your unconscious. You have been going through life. Sakkaya ditthi has been with you for very, very long. And to root out this is not easy. Like he said, to see form. Oh, sorry, it must be Mimi, that one. To see beyond form, to clear the form Dhamma, or to break the form delusion, is not easy. And this ego is the form, Manasana, where you think this is you. You think the name that they give you, joy, is you. So anybody give you something and say something bad or negative about that person, the mind still react because you attach, you cling. Yeah. That's why I always say, in Hokkien, pa tiu lui bui. When people step on your tail, what you do? You sure? they say in Cantonese, yao sak ko mo fong ko. Something like that. Because it really triggers off that sakkaya ditthi, the self delusion. It's like your tail has been stepped, there is pain. But you don't go and be a hero. Hey, brother, they say, but body is body, form is mind is mine. So they step on my tail, not me. You go and let people step and see. There is. Come. Oh, very good. So that will give us enough time. 6 more minutes. Good. Come.
Give me 3 minutes.
Enough. Yeah. Can. Announcement.
I think I'm very blessed in a way that. And I know why the reason I came for this retreat now. Basically because it was also Pusian's birthday. And I have great affinity with Pusian, Pusa. And also the reason why I think I had a stomachache actually the first day I came up. And I actually was feeling very nauseated. And I was thinking, come already, you're still like that, how? You know, why do I come in the first place? Is it because I'm kepo or whatever? You know, actually all these things comes to your mind, and I said that no, it has to be something more than that, you know. And I went to Vajrachana and Pusen Pusa and to Manjushri and Chin Saukunyam, and I make certain aspiration and. After making the aspiration, and when I came up here for the first night, when I did the Mahakaruna, normally when I chant the Mahakaruna, it needs a lot of. I need to really be very mindful, and I have to be very respectful of. The bodhisattvas here as well. But the first time when I did the Mahakaruna and the Om Mani Padme Hum, I have never had so much of energy running through my body. And I am very sure the reason why I
I chanted it. It was because every time before I do a chant, the very reason actually I really know is that someone in this room somewhere has to come in contact with the mantra. A mantra is something that you have to chant with from the heart, and you have to know what you're chanting and why you're chanting it in the first place. And I am very glad that, because there are quite a few of them who came and thank me. Actually, it's not so much of thanking me. By thanking me, I know what I do is the right thing. Actually, that is what is being joyful for me. Not so much of what I'm doing. I chant with absolute joy. And with that, may all the sentient beings who have the affinity to receive them, to progress in their spiritual journey, then my job is done. Thank you.